This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. All the results have been declared in the by-election held on Wednesday in 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. While Congress and Trinamool Congress have won 4 seats each, BJP bagged 2 and Aam Aadmi Party and DMK 1 seat each. One seat has gone to an independent candidate, Shankar Singh in Bihar. He has won the Rupali assembly seat, defeating JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. In Himachal Pradesh, ruling Congress has won Dehra and Nalagarh assembly seats, while BJP bagged Hamirpur assembly constituency. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won all 4 seats, Rai Ganj, Rana Khardokhin, Manik Tola and Bagda. In Uttarakhand, Badrinath and Mangalore assembly seats went to Congress candidates. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP candidate Kamlesh Pratap Shah won the Amarwara seat. In Punjab, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Tamil Nadu, DMK candidate Anur Shiva has won Vikravandi Assembly seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Mumbai, Maharashtra today. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and ports sector at NESCO Exhibition Centre, Goregaon, in a short while from now. The projects are worth more than 29,400 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration from these border villages. The minister said that the Central Armed Police Forces and the army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchases of local agricultural and handicraft products through cooperatives. He said the healthcare facilities of the army and CAPFs should be regularly made available to benefit the residents of nearby villages. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur has emphasized the need to teach law in regional languages. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia National Law University, RML NLU, in Lucknow today, Justice Chandrachur said if the principles of law cannot be explained in simple terms to the general public, then there is a flaw in the legal profession and legal education. The CJI said in teaching law, regional languages should also be considered. He said RML NLU should start an LLB course in Hindi. He said laws related to regional issues should also be taught in universities. Justice Chandrachur and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath distributed degrees to the students. CM Yogi Adityanath said the rule of law is the precondition for good governance. In Gujarat, 4 children have died during treatment of suspected Chandipura virus infection at Himmatnagar Civil Hospital in Sabarkantha. Talking to Akashvani, Chief District Health Officer Raj Sutaria said 2 of the children are undergoing treatment at the same hospital. The officer added that the blood samples of all these children have been sent to the National Institute of Virology for confirmation and the reports are still awaited. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Kerala and South Interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. It said heavy rainfall is also likely over Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh during the next 4 days. In Palestine, at least 71 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit a densely populated area of displaced people in Gaza. According to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 289 people were injured in the strike. On the other hand, the Israeli military said it is looking into the incident. Meanwhile, Israeli army radio said that its military had targeted Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Deif, in the strike on Khan Yunis. In men's cricket, the 4th T20 international of the 5-match series between India and Zimbabwe is underway in Harare. Zimbabwe have set a target of 153 before the hosts put into bat first. The hosts scored 152 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Under the captaincy of Shubman Gill, India currently leads the series 2-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.